the most important aspect of the current phase of the ongoing AI revolution is that AI is gaining mastery of language at a level that surpasses the average human ability. And by gaining mastery of language, AI is seizing the master key, unlocking the doors of all our institutions, from banks to temples. Because language is the tool that we use to give instructions to our bank and also to inspire heavenly visions in our minds. Everybody here is already aware of some of the most fundamental abilities of the new AI tools. Abilities like writing text, drawing images, composing music, and writing code. But there are many additional capabilities that are emerging, like deep faking people's voices and images, like drafting bills, finding weaknesses both in computer code and also in legal contracts and in legal agreements. But perhaps most importantly, the new AI tools are gaining the ability to develop deep and intimate relationships with human beings.
Now they are foes. ISIS, ISIS is not an Islamic state. It is a god that was worshipped centuries and millennia ago, starting with Nimrod. That same spirit has rested upon the East, Middle East, and is knocking at your door. But you have acknowledged me as the Lord God of your nation.
Because it has to do with Nimrod. Okay, so Nimrod was a ha-gaborim, which is a, in Hebrew, means a mighty one, just like Goliath. Ha-gaborim, a mighty one. There were mighty ones on the earth in those days. So Nimrod was a ha-gaborim in Hebrew. Now, when Babylon fell and God came down and confused their language, he fled. And you're not going to believe where he fled to. Ur of the Chaldees. And he changed his name. And you can see his initial on a symbol today in the Masons, because he was the first Mason. It's a G, because he became Gilgamesh. So Mystery Babylon that's talked about in the book of Revelation, it's being built. It's the hidden dark side that is working behind the scenes. Mystery Babylon is the Masonic line. It has started with Nimrod. And Nimrod, his spirit is the Antichrist spirit.
And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. And the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty.
The Euphrates has been the cradle of civilization in West Asia. The river has been the lifeline for millions in Iraq and Syria.
For millennia, the Euphrates River has woven its way through human history, playing a significant role in shaping civilizations and contributing to the narrative of our past. However, this ancient waterway has recently been facing an alarming reality. With its life-giving waters ebbing away, this river, stretching from Turkey through Syria to Iraq, is now just a remnant of its once bountiful self. Once vibrant fishing economies have collapsed, and contaminated water pools are all that remain. The Fertile Crescent, once the cradle of agriculture, is now barely recognizable, leaving behind a stark and desolate landscape. The Euphrates River's rich history and captivating tales are deeply intertwined with human civilization. One such fascinating story revolves around the alleged discovery of King Gilgamesh's tomb, an ancient ruler of Uruk. The Epic of Gilgamesh, recounting the life of this king, was a literary masterpiece penned 2 millennia before Christ. The epic tells us that Gilgamesh was interred under the Euphrates in a tomb fashioned after his death, when the river parted its waters. His kingdom of Uruk was located on the river's banks in present-day Iraq.
The Gilgamesh Project, the attempt to overcome disease, old age, and death, is the flagship of science. It serves to justify everything that science does. Whenever there is doubt, we just think about that and we say, okay, go on. More and more scholars say that what really awaits us in the future is the singularity. Now, what is the singularity? The singularity is a point in which our world of meaning collapses completely.
I'm curious then about AI, which many people say will lead to great productivity gains. You showed those robots. I mean, I can imagine what they conceivably could do when powered by AI. But I am also curious, because you've certainly been concerned, what percentage do you give the chance that it will destroy humanity?
Well, the advent of artificial general intelligence is called a singularity because it is so hard to predict what will happen after that.
With artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. You know all those stories where there's the guy with the pentagram and the holy water, and he's like, yeah, you sure you can control the demon? Didn't work out.
More and more scholars say that what really awaits us in the future is the singularity. Now, what is the singularity? The singularity is a point in which our world of meaning collapses completely. A point when everything we know about ourselves and about the world, all our hopes and fears and so forth, our very identity, they will all become irrelevant. We might fast be approaching another future point of singularity, in which our known world of meaning will simply collapse. The pace of technological development is so rapid that we will soon come to the point when Homo sapiens is replaced by completely different beings who possess not only different physics, but also different cognitive and emotional abilities and experiences. This is something that most people, most sapiens, find extremely troublesome, extremely disconcerting. Here, that the next stage of history will include not only technological and organizational transformation, but also fundamental revolutions in human consciousness and human identity. The most important question facing humankind today is, what do we want to become? This question is called the human enhancement question. In what way do we want to enhance humankind? If our superhuman successors indeed function on a different level of consciousness, or perhaps will possess something beyond consciousness, which we can't conceive, then these beings, it's very doubtful that they will have any interest in Christianity or Islam, that they will organize themselves in a communist or capitalist way, or even that they will have genders like us, males and females. All this will disappear. Most people prefer simply not to think about this possibility. Think about the politician you most hate in the world, or think about the religious movement or the ideological movement that which was the worst in history from your perspective, and take a few minutes to think, what would they do?
Yeah.
With the technologies that I'm developing right now.
It's a new
technological innovation. The fourth one is changing to a large extent ourselves. It's a who is affected. Just think of, there's a countryman, and I have nearly a bad conscience to talk about those things in Israel, which is so far advanced. But if you look at the book of Professor Hariri, Homo Deus, you see, brain advancement and when you see what's happening in artificial intelligence and so on. So it's augmenting ourselves.
Tell us a little bit about the study that just came out of Sweden that is just so alarming.
The news is buzzing out of Lund University, Malmo, Sweden. Marcus Alden is the first author. The first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line that the Pfizer vaccine, in fact, reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome.
And you see, the difference of this first industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, just as an example, it's you who are changed. Yeah. And of course, this has a big impact on your identity. Yeah.
There's a report from a joint report from the government of the UK and Germany about transhumanism.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, this is one of the agendas of the World Economic Forum. That's not hidden. It's not a conspiracy. Transhumanism. And they talk about the RNA vaccines as an entry point, kind of opening that space ethically and otherwise. So that's part of the push for why these particular products is it relates to that transhumanism agenda.
Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody.
Whoa.
The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Kash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. People actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour.
Whoa.
If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation.
And now the Reawaken America tour is going back to Trump Doral, Miami, Florida on October 13th and 14th. And then we're taking the Reawaken America tour into California and into Tulare, California.
What?
Yes. Tulare, California is a real place. And we're going to be there on December 15th and 16th. Come and see Dr. Judy Mikovits, Julie Green, Amanda Grace, Dr. Simone Gold, the powerlifter and wife of Eric Trump, Laura Trump, Jean Ho, Roger Stone, the woman who woke up the world with the Plandemic series, Dr. Judy Mikovits, the hilarious Jim Brewer, Dr. Peter McCullough, Mike Won't Let America Go to Hell Lindell, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Pastor Mark Burns, Pastor Greg Locke, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Pastor Brian Gibson, Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, Pastor Craig Hagin. Because, although even America may be facing an imminent disaster, on the Reawaken America Tour, we travel with pastors. Did I mention on the Reawaken America Tour, we've had Liz Crokin, Jimmy Levy, we've had Mickey Willis. We've even had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. show up at the Reawaken America Tour. We've had Charlie Kirk, Roseanne, Donna Clement Petruska, Mel Kay, Owen Troyer, Alex Jones, Mike Adams, Seth Holhouse, Donald J. Trump Jr. If you want to join the Reawaken America Tour in beautiful Miami, Florida at the Trump Doral Golf Course and Resort, get those tickets today at time2freeamerica.com. Or if you want to join us in beautiful Tulare, California, get those tickets today at time2freeamerica.com. We have scholarship pricing available to make this event affordable for everybody. What does that mean? That means you can name your price. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can name your price. We want every single American and married Americans going to be able to afford a ticket to the Reawaken America Tour. The Reawaken America Tour. Get those tickets today at time2freeamerica.com. Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, Henry Kissinger, and the World Economic Forum, they have their get-togethers at Davos. But we have the Reawaken America Tour so you can learn the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, and to get back to God. Ladies and gentlemen, 70-plus speakers are featured during this two-day epic event. To make this event affordable for everybody, you can name your price.
So I'd like to name my price Skylar.
or Hamilton, or
this is probably not the right conference for you. Each and every Reawaken America tour event has been 100% sold out, and these events will be sold out as well. Request those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com, or for faster service, you can text them the number 918-851-0102. Again, to be bilingually sensitive, you can text in the number 918-851-0102. That's 918-851-0102.